Welcome to Come and Reason with Christian psychiatrist and author Dr. Tim Jennings. Together we will reason through complex issues to find evidence-based answers that harmonize scripture, science, and our life experiences. I'm your Come and Reason host, Charles Mills. This program is sponsored by Come and Reason Ministries. Welcome, everyone. Today, Dr. Jennings reads a chapter from his groundbreaking book, Could It Be This Simple? And we meet a young lady who discovered hope beyond fear, uncertainty, and self-loathing. Her story may reflect how many of us feel as we traverse this life with all the burdens we bear. It's good to know that we're not alone. But we may need to know where to look for help. Here's Dr. Jennings.
With large green eyes, olive skin, and brown hair, Crystal was quite stunning and could easily be mistaken for a high fashion model. On closer inspection, however, she seemed childlike, insecure, and frightened, exuding an endearing innocence that masked an ocean of hidden hurt and pain. She seemed to communicate, without words, her longing for love and acceptance. At age 19, Crystal stood 5 feet 8 inches tall and weighed 103 pounds. Her gynecologist had referred her to me because of her persistent weight loss. As we discussed her situation, Crystal told me she felt fat, and when she felt fat, she felt ugly. Therefore, she wouldn't eat because she hated feeling ugly. Crystal reported that her childhood had been difficult because her mother had demanded perfection, and Crystal believed that she could never measure up to her mother's expectations. She reported that her mother was constantly critical. No matter how hard she tried, Crystal never experienced her mother's approval. She also recounted that her uncle had sexually molested her from the ages of 5 to 14, but she had never told anyone for fear of what they might think. When Crystal was approximately 16 years old, she began to restrict her diet as a way to take control of her life. Eating became the focus of her interactions with her parents, often involving constant battles with her mother who tried to force Crystal to eat more. When the daughter wouldn't comply, her mother responded critically with such comments as, "I don't care whether you eat or not. I don't care whether you live or die." Crystal felt extremely hurt and rejected by her mother, yet continued to seek her validation, approval, and acceptance. Preoccupied with concerns about what her mother thought of her, Crystal devoted a great deal of time and energy attempting to please her. Although she realized that her mother controlled her with guilt and ridicule, Crystal was terrified by the thought of breaking free from the woman's grip. Crystal allowed her mother to make most of her decisions, and she accepted her mother's views on most topics. Not once had she openly disagreed with her mother. Although she was now little more than a shadow of her mother, inside Crystal longed to be her own person. During our work together, Crystal continued to lose weight and dropped to 92 pounds. Her menstrual period stopped and she began having fainting spells. To prevent her body from experiencing multiple organ failure, she was hospitalized on 3 occasions. Indeed, she was literally struggling for her life. Crystal struggled from many irrational and illogical beliefs that neared delusional proportions, such as believing that she was fat when she weighed only 92 pounds. She also assumed that because of some inadequacy in her, she had never secured her mother's approval. As a result, she constantly found fault with herself, a consequence that merely fueled the false belief that she was inadequate. After a series of sessions, I drew several conclusions about her situation. It was clear that the root of Crystal's problem lay in the dethronement and neutralization of her reason, the distortion of her conscience that constantly bombarded her with inappropriate guilt, and the adoption of a system of false beliefs encouraged by the continual domination of her negative feelings and her complete vulnerability to the opinions of others. Crystal had never learned how to balance her mind in the proper hierarchical order. Given the severity of her illness, we had to use several medications to stabilize her biology and to enable her to receive maximal benefit from psychotherapy. The focus of therapy was to strengthen and restore her reason, purify her conscience, and establish her mental faculties as the governing agencies in her mind. It became extremely important that she learn to examine her feelings in light of truth and evidence, and then value the truth, regardless of how she felt. It was no easy task. Crystal was able to recognize that although she considered herself fat, she had no evidence to support such an opinion. In fact, she was finally able to acknowledge that the evidence revealed just the opposite. She was seriously underweight. Recognition of the evidence relating to her weight did not eliminate the feeling of being fat. It did, however, allow her to realize that when she felt fat, her feelings did not stem from actually being overweight, but were connected to something else. She came to understand that the feeling of fatness was the feeling of ugliness in disguise. She then utilized her reason to explore where the feeling of ugliness originated and soon realized it had its roots in her mother's constant ridicule and her uncle's abuse. Next, she began to explore the truth that her mother's ugly behavior revealed ugliness in her mother, not in Crystal. Similarly, the abuse she suffered from her uncle was itself ugly and disgusting, but she certainly was not. As she began to recognize and apply the truth, healthy and accurate understanding slowly replaced the distortions and false conclusions. The truth was setting her free. As Crystal viewed the situation more clearly, she saw that others were fallible, and she began to value truth more than the opinions of others. This allowed for greater autonomy in the exercise of her will. But Crystal's problems did not occur in isolation. As she struggled for health and autonomy, she met resistance at home. The young woman reported that her mother continued to dictate all of her actions. She had no freedom to select her own clothes, her own activities, or even her own college classes. After we had explored the principles of freedom, she grasped that her individuality and freedom were persistently under assault from her mother. Crystal learned that as she submitted to her mother's control, she lost respect for herself and experienced resentment toward her mother. She realized that she had become a shadow of her mother. More important, Crystal understood that if she didn't take action, she might never become her own person. When we invited her parents to join her for family therapy, her father was willing, but her mother refused. Crystal realized the importance of learning to think for herself, and she began in the smallest way to exercise her own individuality by choosing to wear a shirt her mother had not selected for her. Her mother accused her of being rebellious and unsupportive. She told her daughter that she was a disappointment to her. Crystal was able to recognize that her mother was the unsupportive one, so she made arrangements to move out of her parents' home and in with a friend. Her mother refused to help in any way. When moving day arrived, her father gave her a hug, told her he loved her, and said goodbye, but her mother refused to come out of her room, not even to say goodbye. Although it caused Crystal to feel as if she were doing something terribly wrong, she was able to exercise her reason to examine the facts, which revealed that her actions were healthy and that her mother was behaving inappropriately. She saw that her mother was again trying to control her through guilt, so she chose to allow her mother the freedom to pout. The incident confirmed that Crystal had made great progress. Although she was not pleased with how her mother was treating her, she was able to tolerate those feelings and exercise her will to choose to act on truth in spite of how she felt. During the course of several months, Crystal continued to practice independent thinking and to exercise her will to decide what she determined was best. As she continued to think and act for herself, her mood and weight continued to improve. Eventually, she was able to sever the unhealthy connection with her mother and to accept herself for who she was, not for what her mother thought. When we ended our therapy, Crystal weighed 117 pounds, was no longer on medications, and had enrolled in college preparing for law school. I heard from her 18 months after therapy had ended that her weight remained around 120 pounds, that she was making excellent grades in college, and that she and her mother were slowly developing a healthier relationship. What made the difference for Crystal? Reestablishing the hierarchical balance of the faculties of her mind, learning to use her reason, clearing her conscience from distortions, removing false beliefs from her mind, learning to tolerate and examine feelings rather than accepting them as facts, and valuing truth more than the opinions of others. Crystal began implementing the law of liberty and gave her mother the freedom to think whatever she wanted without trying to change her mother's opinion. As a result, she was able to recognize the value of truth, even if her mother didn't. Having emerged out of the shadows, Crystal now stood in the fullness of her God-given individuality. She was a thinker, not a mere reflection of someone else. This is the process that the Bible describes as growing up in Christ, as becoming a mature Christian. Mature Christians are those who have developed the ability to discern the truth from the error, to think for themselves, to tolerate negative feelings, to maintain self-control, and to value truth over the opinion and approval of others. This restored unity with God is the entire focus of the Bible. It is God's plan of salvation. Consider that salvation derives from the root salve, which means to heal. God's plan of salvation involves taking us as sick, weak-minded, selfish beings and healing the damage in our minds, restoring the ability to think clearly, love freely, act justly, and stand solidly for what is right, and thereby transforming us from God's enemies into His friends.
Thank you, Heritage Singers, for that beautiful benediction. We've been listening to Dr. Timothy Jennings reading from his book, Could It Be This Simple? I invite you to visit commonreason.com for the many, many resources that the good doctor and his team have made available for us, including this book. There you can listen to the entire volume and learn the many encouraging lessons concerning who God is and how God acts. That's all at commonreason.com. This program was sponsored by Come and Reason Ministries. Until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Dr. Tim Jennings, wishing you God's presence in your life. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To continue the journey, I urge you to visit comeandreason.com. Here you'll find many excellent resources to help you gain a deeper understanding of the God we all love and serve. That's at comeandreason.com. This is Charles Mills, along with Dr. Tim Jennings, inviting you to join us the next time we come and reason together.